Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
I'm delighted to say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you keeping?
Yeah, doing very well. Martin, this is the Blue Ribbon weekend of the Irish flat racing calendar this weekend. Of course, it's the weekend of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby.
Yes, indeed, Patrick, and lots to look forward to. I mean, the weather has been absolutely fantastic, as we all know, and it looks very good forecast for the weekend ahead as well, which is tremendous for the Irish Derby. I often remember days there when it was wet, but certainly the next few days it should be perfect. Very good race, I suppose, in prospect. 12 runners, actually the biggest field since 2006, when Dylan Thomas beat 12 other rivals in a 13-runner affair. And, of course, I suppose all eyes on Saxon Warrior for Aidan O'Brien as he goes for his 13th victory in the race in his career. He won his first one, of course, with Desert King way back in 1997. Saxon Warrior, of course, looked a bit of a superstar winning the English 2000 Guineas at Newmarket earlier on the season. Started very well in favour for the Epsom Derby, but for whatever reason, didn't fire on that occasion, whether it was the track or whether it was the trip or just whether it was himself, I'm not quite sure. But interesting that O'Brien has confirmed him a definite starter. You know, within even a couple of days of missing out at Epsom, he said he was definitely going to be running here. Well, people certainly would think that, you know, maybe the mile and a half might stretch his stamina, and it certainly could be the case. I think he feels confident he can reverse form with DXB, of course. Mark Johnson's horse who finished second to Massar on that occasion. There's 3.5 lengths between them on the form book, and certainly be a lot of people thinking that DXB represents good value around 4-1, 7-2 at the moment. And he certainly must do, Ali Patrick. There's no question about that. You can see the tactics will be that DXB will certainly try and make up most of the running. Like Mark Johnson horses do like to go forward. DXB kind of has them ridden most of the time, and this cat stays very well, and I'm sure he'll be out in front. He's ideally drawn actually in stall one, which means Saxon Warrior is right beside in style too, so it could be very interesting right from the get-go. I could see DXB possibly trying to make all kicking clear early on the straight and trying to hold off Saxon Warrior then in the last furlong. Personally, I think the fact that Saxon Warrior is lining up and so quickly and I just feel they can't afford to get him beat. I think he's got a great chance of beating them this time. I think the track will certainly suit Saxon Warrior very well. DXB, though, of course, the Curragh will suit him too. The Curragh is probably one of the fairest tracks in the world. No horse wouldn't be able to handle the Curragh. It's a very, very fair track. I just feel that maybe DXB's best form has been with a bit of cut in the ground. The ground is certain to be fairly lively tomorrow. I've been out in the Curragh all the week and they've been watering an awful lot, has to be said, but with the temperatures the way they are, by 5:15 tomorrow it has to be on the good Tavern side, and I just think maybe that's enough, maybe to swing it in Saxon Warrior's favour. Other horses, of course, in the race, Old Persian was a good winner for Charlie Appleby at Royal Ascot. He's a fast and proven colt and could certainly go well for William Buick. The Godolphin Operation are having a good time of it this year, and Old Persian certainly is no back number here. He has a good chance. Night to Behold was disappointing in the Epsom Derby for Harry Dunlop, but see, he's got Frankie Dettori on board, and he's one that maybe just wasn't really able to dominate from the front the last time. I think maybe he could run a bit better. A couple of Irish horses maybe would each way a chance. I like to see Platinum Warrior run well for McAlford. Dermot Wells Bandu was interesting too. He's unbeaten his two runs, but you'd have to say on form it's hard to look beyond the big two. I just think Saxon Warrior might be the one, but I wouldn't be taking the odds on price about him. I think he might drift tomorrow, Patrick. I'd imagine the bookies were trying to get him. I'd say he could maybe head off from 11-10, 5-4.
Yeah, okay, and we'll have a look at it in a little bit more detail a little bit later on. Martin, just a couple of things before we start. You mentioned about watering there, and I know the Curragh have been watering very hard, as have a lot of the tracks around the country. How difficult at the moment is it for tracks to keep the tracks on the right side of good?
Well, it's very difficult, Patrick. There's no question about that. You can only water for so much time on the day of the race, of course, because you can't have the ground slippy. That would be very dangerous. So you have to stop a couple of hours for the first race. Now, first race tomorrow, 1:40. I'd imagine the water after racing tonight, the last race tonight, around 8:30, 8:45, they'll start watering at night, watering probably into the night, because it's the best time to water is the night time when it's a little bit cooler, so the moisture can get into the ground. Obviously, when you have the baking heat in 30 degrees here at the moment and 29 degrees, I'm looking out the window here, it's a beautiful day. That's going to, you know, absorb a lot of the moisture and make things more difficult. But it is a tricky thing. You can't have it overwatered. You have to have it safe as much as possible, especially for National Hunt horses, it has to be said. But I think good to firm is all that people can really expect. You don't want to get them too firm because, you know, it would be very tough on the horses then. Obviously, in jockeys, in case there's any fallers as well, it can be very tricky. So it is a big hassle, has to be said. But there's no doubt, I mean, nobody wants to say no to good weather. But we wouldn't really want too long a prolonged dry spell, because that would give a lot of problems. And as you're just talking off air there, Roscommon already have had cancelled two chases at Roscommon on Tuesday week. The ground is too quick at this stage for them. They wouldn't have enough time to get it fixed and ready, so we're going to put in an extra hurdle race there. But little things like that could be a problem if the dry spell continues for much longer. It's very hard. It's hard to believe to be saying that in Ireland, because we all know we don't get too many dry spells that last too long. But at this stage, you would welcome some rain. Certainly a lot of racetracks are welcome a bit of rain next week sometime.
And just the other thing I want to touch on is ticket-wise, Martin, is there tickets available on the gate in the day?
Yeah, well, apparently there is, yes. There are definitely tickets available tomorrow, and you can get them online as well. There was a 6,000 restriction last year. Now, with the good weather, with all the football on at the moment, and everybody heading to the beach, they don't expect a huge crowd. But in saying that, you know, facilities are a lot better this year than they were last year, has to be said. And I think with Saxon Warrior and a very good derby this year, has to be said, compared to maybe, you know, previous years when horses were long odds on, like Australia and Camelot, it could be plenty of interest tomorrow. But, you know, people certainly just arriving today, pay your money in for take it and it'll be no problem really. It should be a very good day. Bring plenty of suntan though, because there's not a lot of cover, has to be said. There's a tote hall there. You can maybe take it 1,000 people, but other than that, you will be out in the sunshine. I suppose that's where people want to be, but bring plenty of factor feature everywhere, anywhere, Patrick, that's for certain. No doubt about that. I will certainly be trying to keep out the sun, but there's not many places at the court at the moment where you could keep out the sun. There is a stand there where 500 people can sit, and that's nice as well. But down at the winning post, you know, so you're at the mercy of the wide open Curragh and the sun beating down. Make sure you're wearing plenty of sun cream and just enjoy the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And the as you mentioned, the open Mercy of the Curragh, we'll be seeing over 150 horses running this weekend, kicking off this evening, in fact, shortly. But we're going to look at the Saturday and Sunday cards, kicking off with Saturday, the first race due off at 1:40. But the race we're going to look at firstly is the Rockingham Handicap course, the 5 furlong sprint, due off at 2:15. And we've got 18 going to post here.
Yeah, normally at this stage, Patrick, you'd be saying that the English horses would be favoured, but there is one here of Gerard Lyons called Blue Uluru, who's been quite impressive this season. Won well at Navan and won well at the Curragh last time. She's going to be favoured tomorrow around 11-4, 3-1 at the moment. Drawn in stall 4, Colin Keane on board. Certainly is a very improved filly and should go close. Won't be easy for a 3-0 filly, but certainly you'd have to give her a big chance. However, a lot of English ones coming over here, a lot of runners in this race. A horse called Just Another Bottle, I think, drawn right against the Dan Rail in 18 for Declan Carroll, must have a good chance. Also, Foxy Forever, a winner of this race back in 2015, trained by Michael Wigham, ridden of the mount of Colin O'Donoghue. He won this race off a mark at just 89 a couple of years ago, only £3 higher now. I think he's been laid out for it. He could run better than his odds might suggest. Of the Irish ones, maybe down towards the bottom, Nick Bay could go very well for Johnny Levins at a decent price. I think he's got a chance. But Aidan O'Brien's Dally is certainly a much improved sprinter, only just got beat by Blue Uluru last time before winning a list race at Naas a couple of weeks ago. That one must have a sound chance as well, with Dunica on board. But again, the draw there, stall 2, hasn't really helped him maybe, and I would maybe just prefer the likes of Blue Uluru and certainly Just Another Bottle. He'd be the one to be back in each way.
The following race then is the Creekside Dash Stakes over the 6 furlongs, a listed contest which will see 9 entering the stalls.
Yeah, and former winner here, Gordon Lord Byron, certainly wouldn't be better a chance. He's a hard horse to get right. Every time I tip against him, he seems to beat me. Every time I tip him to win, he doesn't seem to win. But he's getting on a bit now in age. But he still would have a good chance here, back over 6 furlongs. The ground won't be a problem for him at all. Aidan O'Brien's Fleet Review would be the highest rated here as a trio. But he didn't run well last week in the Commonwealth Cup at Royal Ascot, and it's a quick return for him. Before that, though, of course, he was second to Sioux Nation at Naas. Now, that was quite good form. And if anywhere near his best, he certainly could go well for the 3-year-olds. Of the older horses, I like Art Humey for Gerard Lyons. He's a very solid horse in the Curragh. He does have £3 to give away to a lot of his rivals here because he won the list race a couple of weeks ago. But he will give you a good run for your money, as is Smash Williams for Jim Bulger. I think he's got a good chance. Second over 7 furlongs at Leperstown last time. Did shorter triple suit. Before that, he was 5th in the Greenland Stakes at the Curragh. I think he's got an each way chance around 6 or 7 to 1.
Okay, so that is the Dash Stakes. Then having a look at the Celebration Stakes, we've only got 6 declarations here, Martin. Couple of interesting runners though, including what looks to be the likely favourite in St. Patrick's Day, of course, a full brother to American Pharoah.
That's right indeed. The bottom from America last season, Patrick, and he was all set to line up at Leperstown a couple of weeks ago, went into the stalls all right, but then got a bit of a fright and turned over in them, and unfortunately had to be withdrawn due to injury. He was due to run at Ascot last week but didn't go, and I suppose really if he wants to fulfil the high hopes to have, he probably should win this race on his first run in Ireland. He's getting plenty of weight off the older horses, although Alexis Kamenyanos was third in this race last year for James Stack and Chris Hayes. That should go well. He ran America last time but he wasn't beaten all that far. He has a bit of a chance. So Ryan of Jim Bulger certainly won. You'd have to give a good chance to as well. Good winner of Illustrator at Leopardstown last time. Having early won a nice handicap at Leopardstown. Likes the fast ground. Stable in good form. He's got a good chance. But I suppose St. Patrick's Day, it depends really on the betting. If he was a bit weak in the market last time, if he's stronger tomorrow, I think it's a bit more time to get 100% fit. He's got an excellent chance in receipts of weight. But maybe Zorayan might be the safest play.
The fillies take centre stage at 4 o'clock, Martin, when the 7 furlong handicap will be run with 10 runners.
Yeah, interesting here, a tough, tight handicap here, it has to be said. Horses with chances would include My Snowdrop for John Ox, good winner at the stall last time, went up £9 for that, but did win well. Dianthus for Richard Ryan, second at the Curragh on Guineas weekend in a similar type race, and must have a solid chance, although she might prefer a bit more rain. I think Most Gifted for Aidan O'Brien was a little bit disappointing last time, but her earlier form would suggest she has a good chance. But I'm going to take a chance on number two, Petticoat. The Mount of Will Buick for Mick Halford and Godolphin, only ran once this season, ran okay on Guineas weekend, 6 or 7 in the Phillies handicap. I thought that was quite a good run over a mile. Down to 7 points will suit, and I think Will Buick is an interesting booking for Mick Halford.
The Railway Stakes then for the 2-year-olds due off at 4:35, Martin, and of course we've seen a plethora of good horses winning this race down through the years, the likes of Beckford, Cool Company, Master Craftsman, Holy Roman Emperor, and of course the Great George Washington. What is the good horse that could win out of the 8 runners tomorrow?
Well, strange enough, Patrick, Aidan has only won this once in the last 7 or 8 years, which is a bit strange because he normally does. He used to farm this race earlier on in his career. He runs Van Beethoven here as one of a couple of runners, 3 runners in the race, and he ran well at Ascot when finishing 4th over 5 runs. I think step up to 6 would suit him well. Before that, he was 2nd over 6 at the Curragh, and he, I think, will start favourite. But this is a very strong renewal of the race. Two English runners, Mick Shannon's Certain Lad, and Mark Johnson's Maria's Diamond would certainly have to be fancied and given a chance. The two other ones I was looking at, Invasion Air, Jerry Lyons won well at Cork. Highland Fortune, that was very impressive when he had Leopardstown last time, although he's stepping down a furlong here. Another one I'd give an each way chance to is certainly a horse called Invincible Karma for Jessica Harrington and Colin McDonough, who ran a very good race on second to a horse called Decrypt in a good maiden here a couple of weeks ago. That form has worked out really well. The 4th horse won well at Gordon last week, and I know the 6th horse won since as well. So I just have a feeling maybe each way bet Invincible Karma, although he's taken on some very smart horses here, he might have a bit of an each way chance. I saved around 7 or 8 to 1, and I'm hoping he can certainly finish in the frame anyway.
We mentioned about the Irish Derby at the top then, Martin. Of course, due off at 5:15, the prime time event. And of course, you did mention about Saxon Warrior and DXB in detail. Outside of the two of them, what could follow him home?
Well, I just took away Old Persian one last time, I thought, for Charlie Appley will be a week. I think they certainly would have a bit of a chance. It's probably a bit of an afterthought, of course, to run here. But he is a very progressive horse, this Old Persian. Likes fast ground, which is very important. You'd have to say he has a chance. Bandua for General Damerwell has won his only 2 races in good style. Hasn't beaten a whole lot, and this is his first group race he contested. But he reminds me, he's the same type of profile of a horse called Zagreb of Damerwell that won this race way back in 1996. Now, he's big odds at the moment. He's an American bred horse, so he should go on the faster ground, although he's won well twice on soft ground. It wouldn't surprise me if he ran a good race. He ran 40-1 at the moment. Well, has won this race 3 times, of course, most recently at Harzand and Pat's Mullen in 2016. I would think he could outrun his odds, but as I say, I just think Saxon Warrior could be the one for O'Brien to give him his 13th win in the race.
Okay, and then the other two races of the card, the maiden and the handicap?
Yeah, the handicap at the end is interesting. Clongo's the one we've been tipping up a while. He just can't seem to get his head in front. He's got a good chance. Interesting, Ryan Moore rides Laws of Spin for William Mullins, who also was an interesting contender in a horse called Low Sun, who came from France a couple of seasons ago. He's been running okay over hurdles. Colin Keane is an interesting book one for that one. I thought maybe a horse called Top of the Ra for Tom Mullins won well enough last time at Leopardstown. He's a decent hurdler, this fella. Nine McCullough keeps the mount. The second horse, Nessum Dorma, on that occasion won well at Ballarobe during the week. I just think maybe a decent odds, maybe Top of the Ra could be worth an each way bet. The opening maiden is a very strong one, always is. Some very nicely bred 2-year-olds here. You wouldn't know which way things would be going. Riding arrangements would suggest that Mount Tabora, that's the one, yeah, is the one that Ryan Moore rides for Aidan O'Brien in the first. Now again, a lot of his horses do seem to need the runs, and I wouldn't be surprised to see All the King's Men, his stable companion, going fairly well. Ran okay in his first run here a couple of weeks ago at the Curragh, and probably will improve on that. But if there's any kind of market moves for anything in the race, and there are bound to be a few in it, the likes of Boston Bruin for Jessica Harrington could be interesting, with Colin Dunhill, and even the likes of Asda for Denver Well and Declan McDonough. They've all kind of won this race in the past. It'd be very interesting to see any betting market there. And I suppose at a guess, and maybe I think All the King's Men might be the one for Aidan O'Brien there.
Okay, so that is Saturday's card at the Curragh, and then the Sunday's card to close out the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby Festival kicks off at 1:45. Going to kick off with the 2:20 to ourselves, looking at the 7 furlong handicap for horses rated 60-90. It looks quite competitive with the 13 runners.
It does. Westford Opera was a winner on Wednesday night at Naas. Patrick won well on that occasion, carried a £6 penalty, and you know, as a rock solid horse in these type of races, he should go fairly well again. I think Ice Cold and Alex will have a chance for Ken Condon too. Very consistent animal, has been placed a few times without winning this season. But I do like the chance of a horse called Kay Lee, number 10 on the card. Bill Farrell trains Chris Hayes on board. Decent filly last season, only ran about four times. Looks open to improvement. A fairly shrewd trainer is Bill Farrell, and this prize, I say, would have been marked out a few months ago. He could be getting it ready. Likes fast ground, which is important, and I just think maybe at the odds, maybe Kay Lee represents each way value.
Okay, so that is the handicap. The Grange Con Stud Stakes then is for 2-year-olds over 6 furlongs. Just the 7 declarations here.
I was at Naas last Monday week, Patrick, and I seen a horse winner called Lethal Promise. Now, it wasn't much of a race, but she certainly did both in on that occasion for William McCreary, beat one of Aidan O'Reilly by 6 lengths. Before that, had ran very well, went second to Just Wonderful at the Curragh. So I just think this one could be the one here under Biddy Lee. O'Brien, there's a couple of runners in this, as you'd expect. So Perfect comes back from Ascot, while Fleeting won well at Limerick just over a week ago. That was quite a good run over 7 furlongs. Was kind of tenderly handled on that occasion, didn't get a hard race, so should improve and should beat a horse called Valley Ambrosia of Joseph Ryan's, who was second on that occasion, probably should be more on this occasion. Cava for Joseph Ryan was a 20-1 winner, forced him out, and would also have to come into reckoning. But I just think Lethal Promise won in a really good style. She looked a real sprinter to me and might be able good enough to take this.
At 3:30 is the International Stakes over 10 furlongs, Martin. We've seen Allegio declared for the Celebration Stakes on Saturday, but if he runs here, has he got any kind of a chance?
He has. He's a tough horse, this fella. I always thought he just wanted soft ground, but he put that to bed last time and he just got beaten on fast ground by Zorayan, actually, in a listed race at Leopard Sound. He's a front runner and certainly can go a bit here, but he does face some useful rivals. Clear Skies for Aidan O'Brien, probably is the pick of his 2 runners. I thought didn't maybe get home at Ascot last time in a decent handicap. Would have a better chance, and the fast ground would suit. But I do like Jim Boulder's Stellar Mass. He supplemented this horse at the last Tuesday at the four-day stage, and you'd have to give him a very good chance in last season's form. Formerly, he was third in the Irish Derby of 2016 behind Harzand. He won a couple of races last season and one or two at group level as well. I just think overall form reads well, and I think the fact he supplemented him suggests that he's ready to go on Sunday, and I think he may be good enough to win.
Then we've got a mile handicap, then, Martin, due off at 4:05. 11 have been declared here, and top weight is Jim Boulder's Panstar.
Yeah, and for the last 2 weeks, Patrick, I'm tipping up a horse called Turbine. Unfortunately, he got beaten twice on the 2 times I've tipped him. Only just got beat last time at Gordon Park. He's surely due a win at this stage, up another pound for that. Kenny Leonard rides again. Just got caught in the last couple of strides last week by St. Brilliant's Bay at Gordon Park, over 7 furlongs. The mile, I think, might suit him fairly well. He's got a good chance here. Master Speaker is one that certainly run well for Adrian McGuinness, who has his horses in very good form. Young Tom Sherry is an interesting apprentice, very up-and-coming lad, claims a valuable £7 and should go well. Silver Coat for Joe Murphy, though, that had ran well and toured at Gordon Park last week, and he might just be good enough if he gets the mile trip. He was a class horse last season. He won in the Curragh twice, actually, over 5 furlongs and 7 furlongs. I'm not quite sure about the mile, but I think it's worth taking a chance that he will stay, and Gary Carroll's mount might be the one here.
Of course, the big race tomorrow, or on Sunday, I should say, is the Judmont Pretty Polly Stakes over 10 furlongs for the 3 and upward fillies. We've only got the 6 declarations here, but really, it's all about the Oaks winner Forever Together.
It is a bit surprising to see her here, actually, Patrick. I thought she was going away for the Irish Oaks, which is still, I presume she will line up for in 3 weeks' time. She was a very good winner of the Epsom Oaks a couple of weeks ago, no question on that. That was a fine performance. She was a filly that took a bit of time to kind of get together, very lightly raced, of course, opened a lot of improvement, but her rating of 117 puts her well ahead of her rivals here. Bye Bye Baby was third to her in the Epsom Oaks and should go well, while her stable companion again, Athena, ran well when fourth at Ascot last time. It looks between these O'Brien trio, although Organ Fox ran well for William Haggis at Ascot fourth over a mile in a Group 2 Phillies race. I think the step up and treat might suit, and she could get involved for the placements, but it will be a bit of a surprise if Forever Together doesn't justify very sharp price favouritism.
Despite only 7 runs being declared, Martin, one of the most intriguing races of the weekend is the Curragh Cup, which takes place at 5:15 on Sunday. And of course, you've got last week's Queen Alexandra winner from Royal Ascot Palisade on the field.
Yeah, always very talented horse when trained by Sir Mark Prescott. Patrick has his own ideas about things. Sometimes just doesn't want to know and down his tools. Other days, he certainly can travel very well. He was very good last weekend with Jamie Spencer on board. Dropping back for a mile won't be a problem to him. He was a good horse over hurdles as well. He's lots of class. But he does face a stiff task here, taking on some useful three-year-olds. Twilight Payment has a good chance for Jim Boulder, second at Order St. George. Actually, he's been beaten by Order St. George four times the last five times he's actually ran. But I'd say he'd be glad not to see Order St. George in the field on Sunday. But again, O'Brien holds a strong hand here. A tall horse called Giuseppe Garibaldi ran quite a good race at Ascot last time over when he was tore over a mile and a quarter. That was quite a good effort. Before that, I won well at Leopardstown and also won at Navan. He's just an improving horse. He's getting a stone off to older horses here, and Rekindling won this race last year. I'm not saying he's going to be another Rekindling, but I think it does favour three-year-olds. I just see Giuseppe Garibaldi with a very, very good chance. Although Shamie Heffernan rides him, Ryan has chosen to ride Flag of Honour, who must have a chance as well, but I think Giuseppe Garibaldi is the one I'd be playing.
We've two races then left to Martin, the closing handicap and the opening two-year-old Gellings Maiden.
Well, a closing handicap was won last year by a horse called Hanley for Peter Fahey, who had a fine double last night in Tipperary, and she must have an excellent chance again. Off almost the same mark as last year, only had a couple of runs since then. Will improve on only run this season, and certainly if any money for her, must have a good chance. But the one to beat, Espoir de Soleil, number 6 on the card for Dermerweld, a little unlucky not to win it at the Curragh on Guineas weekend in a similar type race, up £4 for that, and just might be good enough under Declan McDonagh this time. The opening race, the 145, a lot of interest and horse number 8 called Mount Everest, trained by Aidan O'Brien, Patrick, by a very, very good sire in Galileo, and of course out of a very, very, very good filly called Six Perfections. So in breeding alone, this one will be streets ahead of the field, but it doesn't always work out that way. But I do think Mount Everest is certainly a very, very interesting contender. These are all for some outwards, these ones. Horse called Guaranteed for Jim Boulder should go well, while Clute for Jessica Harrington is one to keep an eye on as well. Again, the betting market is the only one that will probably guide you here, but on breeding alone, Mount Everest stands out.
Okay, so that is the racing from the Curragh, which holds the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby Festival this weekend. Before I let you go, Martin, I just want to get a quick touch on Newcastle this weekend, because the old Pittman's Derby, or what's now known as the Northumberland Play, takes place at 2:05 on Saturday. And we have one Irish runner, of course, from the Willie Mullins stable, who won the Ascot Stakes last week at Royal Ascot, Legas to Vegas.
Yeah, and I did be a favour that time, actually, Patrick. I had a few Bobby trainers. She's a very decent mare and very good ground. That was a 2.5 mile handicap. Only carries a £5 penalty for that, which gives her a good chance here if she can recover in time. This two mile race is very competitive, as you would imagine. But I think it has a very good chance. Lee Roach going over to ride it. And Willie Mullins has gone close in this race before. So you'd have to respect this one's chance. I think it's a very, very solid each way chance.
Yeah, okay, so that is the action for the weekend. Just before I let you go, Martin, before I get your bets, it was just announced there earlier this morning that Merchant Navy has been returned to stud and won't compete in the July Cup in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he was a good winner last week at Ascot, had to really tough it out, and he'd won the Greenland Stakes well here at the Curragh, and it's only two starts for Aidan O'Brien. There was some sort of deal done with him last season to come over and try and win a Group 1 at Ascot, and that's exactly what happened. I think he'll go back now and maybe stand in Australia for 6 months a year and then come back and maybe stand in Coolmore. Very, very good horse. Beat some very top sprinters, it has to be said, Patrick. And because of the kind of, he coming from Australia, he's only really officially a three-year-old, although he races kind of a four-year-old here in the Northern Hemisphere. He's a very, very solid horse, this fella, and could be a very good stallion. He missed out the July Cup, but I think there was some sort of deal done on him a good while ago, and that was the plan, and certainly worked to perfection. But Ryan Moore had to be very, very good in him last week to get him to win. It was a very close finish at the line.
Yeah, absolutely. Indeed. Look, it's a good weekend for the weather, good weekend for racing as well, Martin. Two fantastic days of action at the Curragh coming up, and it's time for Martin Murphy's Bets of the Week.
Well, on Saturday, I fancy Petticoat in the 4 o'clock. I think it's a really rock solid trail chance. Well, in the last race on Sunday, I'm going to go for Espoir de Soleil for Dermerweld.
All right, look, Martin, enjoy the weekend's action at the Curragh. I'm sure we'll catch up to you again next week here on CRY 104 FM, and thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Neil. Take care of yourself. Bye now.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.